Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Challah, Perek Daled, Mishnah Hey and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sar Basar Yaakov Maisha Her Nishama Shadav and Aliyah and Beschos Rachel Basar Gittel and Danila Yezber Burns by Rachel. They should be gebench with Zarshal Kayama Bekarv Mamish. As we had said yesterday, that Mishnah Hey is a continuation of the end of Mishnah Daled. Let's just remember what the machloikis at the end of Mishnah Daled was. Let's say a fellow has a dough which is not chayv in challah, but he took challah off anyway. Rabbi Kiva says it's considered challah. The Chacham say it's not challah at all. So now the Mishnah continues with this and says shnei kabin. He has two separate doughs. Each of them are the size of a kav. Again, they're not each individually chayv in challah. Shenitel challah so shel zeh b'fnei atzmai shel zeh b'fnei atzmai. But each dough had challah taken off of it individually. And then chazar v'asan isa achas. He went and made them into one dough. He took these individual doughs, which were too small, and he mushed them together, and now they're the size of their chayv and challah. So over here, Rabbi Kiva Paiter, Rabbi Kiva says that this one dough is now pater and challah, v'cham mechayvin, and the Chacham say it's chayv and challah. And this makes a lot of sense. Let's just first focus on the Chachamim, and then we're going to go back to Rabbi Kiva. According to the Chachamim, if challah is taken off a dough, which is too small, that challah is not considered challah, and therefore now that he combined these two doughs to be mechayv them in challah, so they're chayv and challah right now, the challah he took off before was irrelevant, so right now he has to take challah off of it. And Rabbi Kiva as well, we can understand him, he's l'shitasai, as the Mishnah concludes by saying, nimtza chumroi kulai. It turns out that his chumrah, his stringency, is his kula, is his leniency. Rabbi Kiva at the end of the previous Mishnah was very machmir. He had said that if a person takes challah off of a dough, which isn't chayv in challah, that is still considered challah and has to be given to a kayin, and it's not only to be eaten by a non-kayin, but it turns out to be a kula in this case. Then now that these two doughs were combined to being a shear that they're chayv in challah, well, it's considered like he already took challah off of them, according to Rabbi Kiva, so he doesn't have to take challah off again. And now moving on to Mishnah Vav, we're talking about a fellow that has a whole bunch of demai, which is tameh, and he wants to make it into dough, but now he's going to have to take challah off, and the challah is going to be tameh. And obviously, we don't want to have tameh challah, we want to be able to give tahar challah to the kayin. So what's the best way to go about doing it over here? The Mishnah tells us, Neitel adam kidei challah, a person could take off the amount of challah, me'isa shaloi hormachalasa, from a dough that did not have challah taken off of it, he's going to be doing this in a state of tahara, which means that this dough that he has right here is tahar, and he can do this for the purpose so that he can continually take off challah for a dough of demai. And the Mishnah is describing the case that we had just said. He has a whole bunch of dough that he's making, which is tamei demai. He's allowed to have a separate dough, which is regular tahar chulin, which is not demai, and he takes challah off of that tahar dough for the tamei demai dough. And he's allowed to do this until his tahar chulin dough goes bad. Now, when we're dealing just with regular chulin dough, we're not allowed to do this. So why are we allowed to do this over here? That's because shechalas demai tell us min hatar ala tamei, challah for demai is allowed to be taken off from something which is tahar onto demai, which is tamei, which is our case over here, and v'shaloi min amukaf. It's allowed to be taken off from something which is not right nearby. We've already said with truma and with challah as well, if you want to take truma from one pile onto another or from one dough onto another, it has to be min amukaf. They have to be right next to each other, even touching each other. With demai, we're more makel, and we say that they don't have to be min amukaf, and therefore we're able to take from tahar dough onto tamei demai dough. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Zayin and Ches. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.